ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। दशमः अनुवाकः। त्रिशंकोः वेदानुवचनम्। दिस् टेन्थ् सेक्शन् प्रेजेन्स् वर्ड्स् आफ् डिक्लरेशन् आफ् अ ज्ञानी अ वैस् पर्सन् अ ग्रेट् सेज् नोन् एस् त्रिशंकुः। त्रिशंकुः So, Trishankuhu is the name of a Rishi. Trishankuhu is not the Ramana Trishanku. This is another sage Trishanku. And Trishanku, after having the clear vision of his Swarupam being Brahma, shifting his identity to Brahma, as Brahma, from the standpoint of his Swarupam, he says that he is Brahma. How he declares, how he reveals, that is being given in this 10th Anuvaka. Here, Sikshavalli is the first chapter, which is actually a portion discussing only karma, upasanam, means disciplines, values, etc. It is not actually the portion where something pertaining to knowledge is discussed. The main portion discussing the subject matter of the Upanishad, the knowledge, is only given in the second section, Brahmanandavalli. But this mantra comes here. It just comes before we enter into the 11th, after the 11th Anuvaka. We are close to the second chapter section, where only Brahma Vidya will be discussed. But now, it is presented very close to this Brahma Vidya section. Therefore, this mantra really enjoys some importance and prominence. So, this mantra is not for understanding the Swarupam of Brahma. This mantra is not for understanding the Swarupam of Brahma. This mantra just states a fact revealed by a person who has the vision of Brahma. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says this mantra is also meant for japaha. But simply reciting this mantra one can enjoy the benefit of mental purification. Thereby, it be possible for one to attain jnanam. So, reciting this mantra will bless the person the punyam which can neutralize, which can remove the obstacles, impediments in one's pursuit of jnanam, attainment of moksha. As a wise person, as a jnani, as Trishankhu reveals that he is essentially Brahma, Atma, the doubt is possible whether this mantra should be included in the Karma Kanda portion or should be taken as a part of the Jnana Kanda. Definitely, this should be taken as a mantra belonging to Karma Kanda only, which means it is meant for Japaha. Even though this mantra reveals the vision of a jnani, declared jnani's declaration of his own nature, what he is, etc., still this is meant for Japa. Japa being a karma, we include this mantra in Karma Kanda portion. To arrive at it, always in Vedanta Mimamsa Shastram, Vedimamsa Shastram, they use certain means. According to the Mimamsa Shastram, one has to understand, one can understand whether the mantra belongs to Karma Kanda or Jnana Kanda by following certain supportive indicators. They help. What are those supportive indicators? It's not relevant for, but still I want you to know. First of all, Shruti. Shrutihi means Upanishad itself, or anywhere in Shruti, it must be stated that this mantra is specifically for this mantra, it belongs to the Jnana Kanda. Specifically, Shruti has not mentioned anywhere that this mantra belongs to Jnana Kanda portion. And the second, the supportive indicator, helping indicator is Lingaha. Lingam means clue. There's no clue which also makes us understand that this belongs to Jnana Kanda. Again, there's no Shruti Vakyam. There's no statement. Not simply specifically Shruti stating. There's nowhere any statement of Veda which also states, which connects this mantra to Jnanam. And Prakaranam. Prakaranam means the context where it is used. And this mantra is presented in the Prakaranam. If we look at the context where it is presented, is Ikshavalli, Karma Kanda portion only. Then the Prakaranam, then Sthanam. Sthanam, the position. Then Samakhya. Samakhya means the glorification. So Samakhya. I can tell you Shrutihi, Lingam, Vakyam, Prakaranam, Sthanam, Samakhya. These are the sixfold factors which serve as means of understanding a mantra in terms of whether it belongs to Karma Kanda or Jnana Kanda. Anyway, using this, we don't need to really analyze how they are used, understand, etc. With the help of these sixfold supportive indicators. Mimamsakas have accepted that it doesn't belong to Jnanakanda, even though a wise person declares his vision. But this mantra enjoys importance, greatness, because it comes just before in the section which is much closer to the Brahma Jnana portion. Okay. So Shakra Gopala himself is going to say later on, this mantra is not specifically for understanding the Swarupa of the Brahman, Swarupa of the reality. It is not really for understanding. But definitely it should be made use of for japa as a means of preparing one's mind for the attainment of jnanam. And definitely repeated chanting of this mantra, having the grace of Rishi and Bhagavan, it will remove the obstacles in one's pursuit. So with this much understanding, let us enter into the mantra. Aham vrikshasya reriva. Aham vrikshasya reriva. Kirti prishtham gire riva. See, reriva, but gire riva, short. Aham vrikshasya reriva. Kirti prishtham gire riva. Urdhva pavitra. Tro vajini vasvamrutamasmi. Urdhvapa vitro vajini vasvamrutamasmi. Dravinagam savarchasam. Dravinagam savarchasam. Sumedha amrutokshitaha. Sumedha amrutokshitaha. Iti Trishankor Vedano Vachanam. It's a small mantra with a few sentences. Easy to memorize as meant for japa. So all of you can include this mantra in your regular japa. Aham Vrikshas. This is also another japa mantra. Oh, Shri Kamasya. We saw a mantra meant for Shri Kama, which is used in performing a ritual. And Medha Kamasya, there's a Japa Mantra, Yas Chandasam, we understood. This also Japa Mantra. And what, for who, what is it for? For elimination of obstacles in one's spiritual pursuit. Aham Vrikshasya Re Riva. Aham Vrikshasya Re Riva. Kirtif prishtham gire riva. Kirtif prishtham gire riva. Urdhvapavitro. Urdhvapavitro vajini vasvamrutamasmi. Urdhvapavitro vajini vasvamrutamasmi. Dravinagam savarchasam. Dravinagam savarchasam. Sumedha amrutokshitaha. Sumedha amrutokshitaha. Iti trishankor vedano vachanam. Iti trishankor vedano vachanam. Okay. So what does Trishanku Maharshihi? Let me remind you, not Ramana Trishanku, who stood half in the middle, in the antarya, in the intermediary space, not that Trishanku. He is another Taittiriya Upanishad Trishanku Maharshi. One who is mentioned in Taittiriya Upanishad. He says, he expresses his revelation, expresses his experience of the luxury that he enjoys as a result of reveling in the vision of his own Swarupam being Brahma. He says, Aham Vrikshasya Reriva Asmi. Asmi, I'm adding to make the sentence complete. Vakyaseshaha. Vakyaseshaha is for what? Always for completing the sentence. Aham Vrikshasya Reriva Asmi. See, Reriva is a unique word. In fact, we are going to see the Bhashyam later on. Reriva means I am sustainer, enlivener, energizer of this tree of samsara. Vrikshaha, a tree itself, the very meaning of the word vrikshaha. In English language, you cannot explain why a tree is known by the term tree. Maybe people who know Greek and Latin, who know the root, they may give some beautiful meaning. I do not know. But a tree is known as tree. There's no explanation why a tree is known as tree. But in Sanskritam, a tree is known by the term vrikshaha. What does it mean? There's a verb vrischinoti. So, if you take a passive verb, that which is subject to get felled is tree. Tree itself means what? That which is subject to get felled. That's why it is meant by the word vrikshaha. Anyway, so here, this vrikshaha, the tree, stands for the samsara. This beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. Or this, you can say, this universe which keeps on becoming manifested, again becoming unmanifested, this universe associated with samsara. The samsara is also subject to get felled with a sword of knowledge. Therefore, here vriksha stands for samsara. Aham vrikshasya reriva. So he says, the self, am the absolute reality of the whole cosmos. Very truth of everything. Lending life, enlivener, energizer, sustainer of this life of samsara. Am the enlivener, sustainer of this entire universe. This is the meaning of this sentence here. Aham vrikshasya reriva. The Rishi says, definitely his identity is not with the body or mind, the sense organs and pranas. His identity is with Atma Swarupam. Atma. As Atma he speaks. Atma does not speak. Please make Atma does not speak. But the person who has discovered his Swarupam being Atma, who says, I am Atma. Atma doesn't say I am Atma. Please make a note. Atma cannot say, does not say I am Atma. But the person in whose vision there's very clear understanding that I am Atma. I, the self, am Atma. That person whose identity with this with Atma has discovered the truth of I being Atma. Such a person states, Aham Vrikshasya Reriva. Then, Kirtihi Prishtam Girehe Iva. You put it correctly. Girehe Prishtam Iva. Girehe Prishtam means what? Girihi Ikaranta Pullinga Shabdha. Girehe of the mountain. Prishtam means back. Girehe Prishtam Iva. It is like, it is, prishtam means back. Prishtam means back, but here prishtam means what? What is the back of the mountain? Definitely peak. So girehe prishtam iva means girehe shikharam iva. Girehe prishtam iva is equal to girehe shikharam iva. what is as high as exalted as well known as outstanding as the peak of the mountain? Kirtihi. Kirtihi means fame. Who's Kirtihi? Definitely he says about himself, his real self. My fame is as exalted, as well known, as outstanding as a high as the peak of the mountain. Mama Kirtihi Girehe Prishtam Iva Asti. Means Yatha Girehe Prishtam Shikaram Unnatam Asti Tata Mama Kirtihi Unnata Asti. Yatha Girehe Prishtam Unnatam Asti Tata Mama Kirtihi Unnata Asti. Just as the peak of the mountain being very high is effortlessly known for all, known by all. In the same way, he says, my fame, myself being Atma, my fame also is as well known or as high as the peak of the mountain. Mama Kirtihi Girehe Prishtam Iva Asti means Mama Kirtihi Yatha Mama Girehe Prishtam Unnatam Asti Tada Mama Kirtihi Unnata Asti. Why Unnata? You must make a note, okay? Kirtihi is Strilinga Shabda. Prishtam, Napusakalinga Shabda. Okay. Aham Urdhva. We are going to see elaborately in the Bhashyam again. Aham urdhva pavitraha. Aham urdhva pavitraha asmi. Aham asmi am adding. Urdhva pavitro vajini vasvamrutam asmi. Urdhvam means upari, above. When we say something, we talk about something to be above, it means the cause, exaltedness. Urdhvam implies exaltedness. Urdhva pavitraha. I am absolutely pure, untainted, untouched, unafflicted by anything. Absolutely pure. So, here, the person whose identity is with reality, thereby who sees himself being one with Ishvara, Karaneshwara, Karanam Brahma, Antaryamishwara. So he says what? As cause of the universe. Why Antaryamishwara is cause of the universe? Ishvara is not the cause, but there is no cause other than Ishvara. As my Ishvara is endowed with this inexplicable power of Maya, the manifestation of which alone is this universe, Ishvara is not the cause. From the standpoint of the universe, the causal status is attributed to Ishvara. As cause of the universe, as the one who is endowed with this inexplicably subtlest power of tremendous power called Maya, with which alone he is capable of bringing the universe into manifestation. Ishvara, built upon as the cause, is said to be Pavitraha. Therefore, he, this Jnani says, we should understand first why Antaryam Ishvara is Urdhva Pavitraha. Then you have to say what now? This Jnani Trishankuhu, who knows his Swarupam being Atma, thereby who sees himself being non-separate from Ishvara, who sees himself as Ishvara, who sees himself being Ishvara. Says what? I, the self, am highly pure, absolutely pure, Thereby, I am untainted or untouched by anything. Aham urdhva pavitraha asmi. Urdhva pavitro. Not only that. Vajini vasvamrutam asmi. Aham su amrutam asmi. Swamrutam asmi. The su implies auspiciousness. Su means good. Auspicious. Amrita means immortal. So I myself am the auspicious, immortal truth, like the truth obtaining in the sun. Who is sun here? This Aditya, Surya Bhagavan, is also known as Vajini, Vaji. Please make it a Vaji, Nakarantaha, Pullingaha, Vajin Shabdaha. I am repeating, Nakarantaha, Pullingaha, Vajin Shabdaha. In nominative case, Pratama Bhakto, Vaji, Iti Rupam. And in locative case, Saptami Bhakto, Vajini. Okay. Now, why is Surya Bhagavan is known as Vaji? Let us understand first. Vaji means Suryaha. Kimartam Suryasya Nama Vaji. Why sun is known as Vaji? Vajam means annam. Vajam yasmin asti saha Vaji. So, Vaji is equal to Vajavan, Annavan. Surya Bhagavan is the one who is endowed with the entirety of the food in the form of energy. Therefore, Vajavan is equal to Annavan. And this all-pervasive absolute reality is there as the swarupam of the effulgence of the sun. The sun is self-luminous, self-effulgent. Luminous body. And that effulgence of the part of the sun is because of this truth, absolute reality. Therefore, the sun is endowed with the sun who is said to be the source of all energy, the source of all food. They were known as Vaji. Is endowed with the truth of the universe. The truth of the universe is there as the truth of the sun also. Just as there is the truth of the universe obtaining as the truth of the truth obtaining in the sun, in the form of effulgence, I am auspicious immortal reality. Vajini eva. Aham su amrutam asmi. I, the self, am auspicious immortal reality. The effulgence, like the truth obtaining in the sun. Vajini eva. Aham swamrutam asmi. And this, actually other acharyas have commented upon this Vajini. They explain, we all know very well, sun, it is the solar energy. Sun is the source of all energy. and the solar energy alone becomes converted into plant energy, food energy, all energies reflected, expressed in the name of all activities, all functions. And even for the food, for the earth, Mother Earth to yield food, for the rains to happen, for the photosynthesis to happen, evaporation, condensation to happen, for everything, the presence of Surya Bhagavan, mere presence of Surya Bhagavan contributes for the sustenance of the world. Therefore, he is known as Vaji, Annavan, the one who is endowed with the food in the subtlest form as the source of all energy. Okay. Now, Vajini, in that sun, there is truth. All-pervasive truth, ultimate truth is there in the sun. In the form of even the effulgence of the sun also. Similarly, therefore, he says, I am the self, I am the effulgent, auspicious, immortal reality, which is as the reality which is there in the sun. Vajini vasvamrutamasmi dravinagam savarchasam. Dravinam, the dravinagam is a chandasam, Vedic usage. For meaning you take it as dravinam. Savarchasam dravinam. So dravinam means wealth. In Tamil we say dhiraviyam. Tirai kadal odium dravyam tedu. Dravyam. Actually, dravyam, dravinam mean the same. Dravyam is equal to wealth. Dravinam is also wealth. And suvarchasam. Suvarchasam, here it is savarchasam. Varchasena sahitam dravinam. Varchasa sahitam, not varchasena, varchasam means savarchasam is equal to varchasa sahitam, not varchasena, varchasa sahitam, savarchasam. Savarchasam dravinam. So, aham savarchasam dravinam asmi. Let us apply that words. Aham savarchasam dravinam asmi. What does it mean? He says, I, the self, am the effulgent wealth. Varchas means effulgence. Savarchasam means what? I am with wealth of effulgence. I am with the wealth of effulgence. Means what? I am with the wealth of knowledge. Which means I am the effulgent wealth. Means I am of the nature of consciousness. I am of the nature of pure knowledge. Which itself is the wealth. Having consciousness. Having the consciousness on Swarupam itself is what wealth. Therefore, I am the effulgent wealth. Dravinam savarchasam. Sumedha amritokshitaha. We break the word sumedhaha. Sushti medha yasyasa sumedhaha. So medha literally means, you all know medha means good power of intellection. The capacity to understand, absorb, retain, assimilate is said to be medha shakti. But here, medha should be taken as knowledge. Sumedhaha means, I am all-knowing, I am omniscient, I am all-knowing through Ishvara. He sees himself being Ishvara. Trishanga, he says, I am all omniscient. To say I am omniscient, where should his identity be with? Definitely his identity is not with the intellect. Identity is the intellect, the one cannot say, I am omniscient. Identity is with Ishvara. Ishvara Swarupam. Therefore, seeing one's own Swarupam being, Swarupam of Ishvara the whole, seeing oneself being non-separate from Ishvara, as a Jnani, he says what? Aham Sumedhaha. I am omniscient. Amrutaha, akshitaha, amrutokshitaha. We break it. Amrutaha, akshitaha. You can see the visarga sandhi there. Amrutaha, akshitaha. Amrutaha, already I said immortal. So here, amrutaha again. I am free from this repetition of the same fact using different word. I am free from death. I am free from mortality. Akshitaha. Akshita means, akshata means wounded. Kshita means decay. Akshitaha. I am not subject to death and decay. I am free from changes such as death and decay. I'm omniscient. I am free from death and decay. Sumedaha, amrutaha, akshitaha. So, after attaining jnanam, having one's identity shifted from anatma, body, mind, sense complex to atma, the abstract, the most intangible, the subtlest reality implied in atma, and from the standpoint of atma, seeing oneself being atma, see oneself as Ishvara, being Ishvara, Trishanku declares the fact of his understanding of his fact of one's own self being Atma. Iti Trishankoho Veda Anuvachanam. Iti Trishankoho Veda Anuvachanam. This is the Veda Anuvachanam, Vedanuvachanam. Veda means Jnanam. Anuvachanam means, Vachanam means statement, declaration. Whose declaration? Trishankoho Anuvachanam. Trishankos, this the statement or declaration of Trishanku uttered after the attainment of Jnanam, Veda Anuvachanam. Before the attainment of Jnanam, one cannot say like this. If at all somebody prattles like this before the Jnanam, it doesn't make any sense. It is not mere prattling, it is an expression of the vision, the fact of the vision of one's own self being Atma. So Vedanuvachanam, Veda Anantaram Anuvachanam, Vedanuvachanam. This is Trishanka Maharshi's declaration, expression of his vision of the fact after the attainment of Jnanam. Anu means what? After. After the attainment of Jnanam. த்ரிஷங்கோஹோ வேதானுவச்சனம் அகம் விருக்ஷஸ்ய ரேரிவ கீர்த்தி ப்ருஷ்டங்கிரேரிவ ஊர்த்வ பவித்ரோ வாஜினீவ ஸ்மிருதமஸ்மி த்ரவிணகம் ஸவர்ச்சஸம் சுமேதா அம்ருதோக்ஷிதஹ இதி த்ரிஷங்கோர் வேதானுவச்சனம். இஃப் வி அட்டைன் ஞானம் ஆஃப்டர் தி அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஞானம் இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் அஸ் ஆல்சோ டு டிக்ளேர் பட் ஈவன் டு ஹாவ் தட் vision to be able to say like Trishanku, we need to assimilate the teaching, understand the teaching, dwell upon the teaching, assimilate the teaching, ascertain the teaching, to revel in the vision of that truth, one's own self being Atma. For all that we need mental preparation, we need grace, and repeating this mantra, repeated chanting this mantra will bless us with such punyam that will be able to mentally prepared for the attainment of such vision. The Shankara Bhagavad Pada recommends this for recitation, considers this as a japa mantra. Let us see the bhashyam now. Aham vrikshasya reriva iti, this mantra, aham vrikshasya reriva, Shankara Bhagavad Pada quotes the first sentence, aham vrikshasya reriva. So quoting the first sentence, he says, iti swadhyayartha mantra amnayaha. Very nice. Swadhyayartha mantra amnayaha. Swadhyayartha means this mantra is, which mantra? Mantra amnayaha. Mantra amnaya means amnaya mantra. Mantra amnayaha is equal to amnaya mantra. Amnaya mantra means what? Veda mantra. This mantra amnayaha means this mantra belonging to the Veda, or this Veda mantra. Swadhyayartha is for the purpose of, is for the sake of one's own chanting, one's own recitation, one's own japa, one's own repeated utterance. Japaha means what? Repeated utterance is japaha. Swadhyayartha. So the word here, the word swadhyaya means japa. Japa means repeated utterance. So this Veda mantra is meant for repeated utterance, japa. Swadhyayascha vidya utpattaye. Again, next question comes. Kimattam swadhyayaha. Mantra is amnaya mantra. Mantra amnaya is for swadhyaya, for repeated utterance, japa. What is japa for? Japa is for mental preparation. Mental preparation is for what? Ultimately for what? Vidya utpattihi. Vidya utpattaye, fourth case. Vidyayaha utpattaye swadhyayaha, and repeated utterance of this mantra. So practicing this discipline of repeatedly uttering this mantra as japa is for mental preparation, through which ultimately one has to attain jnanam. So vidya utpattaye, for the rising of the knowledge. So swadhyaya is for the rising of the knowledge. The knowledge has to rise in a given mind. That mind must be adequately prepared. In a highly cultured land, the crops grow efficiently, effectively, highly usefully. The same way, in a highly cultured mind also, highly civilized, disciplined mind, knowledge rise. And disciplined mind is a mature mind also. An adequately mature, prepared mind, knowledge rises. Therefore, swadhyayascha vidya utpattaye. For the rising of the knowledge, to prepare the mind, japa is said to be the means. How do you say that? Why do you say it is prakaranat? Because this mantra occurs in the swadhyaya, in the sikshavalli, the context in the section where exactly this mantra is presented is the section dealing with disciplines. Therefore, this mantra also should be taken for japa. It should be practiced as a discipline. So, prakaranat. Prakaranat means what? From this context. Panchavibhakti. From the context where this mantra is presented, it very clearly understood. The context means what? It is presented, discussed in the context. The section dealing with karma and upasanam, we take it as a karma. This mantra is meant for japa. And japa is for mental preparation. Mental preparation is for making the mind conducive for rising of the knowledge. Vidyartham hi idam prakaranam. Okay, in fact, even though karma, rituals are recommended, values are recommended, disciplines are prescribed, mentioned, upasams are mentioned, all only karma, manasa karma, vachikam karma, kayikam karma, only karmas are mentioned here. All actions are mentioned in this section. Still, this entire sikshavalli itself, this entire, the prakrana means what? The entire sikshavalli here itself is ultimately for enabling a seeker prepare his mind. Ultimately for the attainment of jnanam. Vidyartham hi idam prakaranam. The section is not simply to help a student attain some arthakama dharmas alone. No. Arthakama dharmas will be byproducts of practicing these disciplines. Ultimate aim of presenting these disciplines, the karma, upasam, etc., is for preparing one's mind for the attainment of jnanam. Vidyartham hi idam prakaranam vidyartham, for the sake of knowledge only. Nacha anya arthatvam avagamyate. Very beautiful. Anya arthatvam. Anya arthatvam nacha avagamyate. And no other purpose is understood in this context. There is no other purpose is seen here. No other purpose is known here. No other purpose is known. Anya arthatvam nacha avagamyate. What is the purpose then? Vidya eva purpose. Vidyartham eva. Not for, na arthartham, kamartham, dharmartham, no. Vidyartham eva. Vidya mokshartham eva. Therefore, anya arthartham nacha avagamyate. No other purpose, no other interest is understood here. Swadhyayena cha vishuddha sattvasya vidya utpattihi avakalpyate. Swadhyayena cha vishuddha sattvasya vidya utpattihi vidyotpattihi avakalpyate. So cha and already made very clear. This entire section of Sikshavalli discussing the karma, upasanam, disciplines, values, etc., is ultimately for the purpose of the attainment of jnanam. So, swadhyayena purushaha vishuddha sattvaha bhavati. By practicing this japa, by following the discipline of japa, repeated utterance of any given mantra, specific mantra, a person becomes pure-minded. Vishuddha sattvaha bhavati. Swadhyayena kim prayojanam? Swadhyayena purushaha vishuddha sattvaha bhavati. A person becomes pure-minded, as a result of practicing this discipline of repeated chanting, repeated utterance, the japa. And for such a purified-minded, for such a person, a pure-minded person, there's a possibility of the rising of jnanam. Vidya utpattihi avakalpyate. So, it is possible for the knowledge to rise. It is possible for the knowledge to rise. Raising of knowledge is possible for a person who is pure-minded. And a person becomes pure-minded as a result of practicing this discipline of japaha, repeated chanting. Swadhyayena vishuddha sattvasya vidya utpattihi avakalpyate. See, rising of jnanam, for any cognition to rise, for any knowledge to rise, there must be vrittihi. The thought must rise. Any cognition, any knowledge involves two factors. Pure consciousness alone does not become knowledge. Mere vritti without consciousness cannot even exist. Mere vritti cannot even exist, cannot even rise without the blessing of consciousness. So vritti alone cannot become knowledge, cognition. Consciousness alone cannot become knowledge. The two factors, vritti should rise. Thought pertaining to a given object should rise in the presence of consciousness. The way the vritti serves as a manifesting medium, and the consciousness manifest in the vritti becomes what? The vritti with manifested consciousness together constitute cognition, knowledge. It's called vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam. So consciousness, pure consciousness, the Satchidatma, the pure existence consciousness implied by the term Atma or Brahma, does not rise, doesn't come and go. But the knowledge has to rise, knowledge of any object has to rise, which is called vritti jnanam. Consciousness is Swarupa jnanam. Reality is Swarupa Jnanam. Vritti Jnanam rises, comes and goes. Aham Asmi, I am, Vritti Jnanam. Jagad Asti is a Vritti Jnanam. Any knowledge of anything is what? Vritti Jnanam. Vritti Jnanam means thought has to rise. If you have to have knowledge of a book, this is a book. For you to have the thought that this is a book, the vritti pertaining to book must rise. Then there'll be book jnanam. Vritti pertaining to flower must rise. Then there'll be flower jnanam. Vritti pertaining to house must rise. Then be house jnanam. Vritti pertaining to tree must rise. There'll be tree jnanam. Similarly, vritti pertaining to this akhandam vastu should rise. Vritti pertaining to not an object. Vritti pertaining to this infinite reality, limitless reality, indivisible reality, all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the Swarupa, the subject, should rise. Then, there'll be what? Akhanda Akara Vritti Jnanam. Atma Jnanam also what now? Vritti pertaining to the Atma should rise. Then there'll be Atma Jnanam. For the Vritti to rise, the card Jnana Utpatti. And of course, consciousness is always there. Consciousness cannot go anywhere. Then all will be possible. Cognition is possible. Akhanda akara vritti jnanam. The knowledge of the self, the specific vritti has to rise. Even 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. That fact, the vritti pertaining to that fact should rise. Any subtle fact matter, and subtle fact also, is equal to MC squared. Even vritti pertaining to a specific fact, physics fact, vritti has to rise. Then there's cognition. So here, Atma Jnanam, for that also vritti has to rise. For which, mind needs to be highly civilized and cultured, highly prepared, highly disciplined, highly pure and clean, and steady. Therefore, Vidya Utpattihi Avakalpyate. Rise of knowledge is possible only for adequately pure-minded. Which is possible? That meant that purity, adequate mental purification is possible through this, by this practice of the discipline of japa. Okay. And these are, suppose, the vritti pertaining to objects can happen by different means. But this vritti pertaining to Atma, vritti not pertaining to the object, the vritti pertaining to Swarupa of the subject has to rise, can rise, only when appropriate pramanam is operated. Appropriate pramanam in the form of Guru and Shastra. So these thought modifications, these thoughts pertaining to the Atma, become produced when Guru teaches the Shastra, unfolds the subject matter of the Shastra. And for such jnanam to rise, one must be adequately, mentally pure. That is what is said here. Swadhyayena Vishuddha Sattvasya Vidya Utpatti Avakalpyate. Okay. So having said this much about the mantra, now Shankara Bhagavatpada begins his commentary on the mantra itself. Aham Vrikshasya Uchedatmakasya Samsara Vrikshasya Reriva. So Vrikshasya, what vriksha? It's not ordinary tree. Any vrikshaha is what? Uchedatmakaha. Vrikshaha uchedatmakaha. Uchedatmaka. The tree is in the form of something which is subject to get felled. Uchedatmakaha. The word atmakaha is used always to say in the form of, is of the nature of uchedaha, uchedatmakaha. The tree is of the nature of being felled. The tree is of the nature of being felled. So vrikshasya, uchedatmakasya. And what is tree here? Samsara vrikshasya. The samsara is also of the nature of being resolved. The samsara, the life of transmigration, the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, as it said to be cycle of transmigration, is also of the nature of being resolved. Therefore, this vriksha, the tree which is of the nature of being felled, like into samsara here. So therefore, Jnani says, Jnani looks at himself as Ishvara. And he says what? Reriva. Reriva means who? What is the meaning? Prerayita. Aham prerayita. Prerayitru shabdaha. Rikarantaha pullingaha prerayitru shabdaha. Prerayati is the verb. Pra is the prefix. Irayati is the verb. Pra. Irayati. Prakarshena irayati iti prerayitru. Prakarshena irayati iti prerayita. Prerayita is the meaning of the word reriva. Okay. Prerayita means what? Prerayita means literally we say inspirer. We can say what? Inspiring teacher. Encourager. One who encourages is also said to be the person who encourages. The person who inspires is also said to be prerayita. But here, it doesn't mean simply inspiring or encouraging. Here, we have used the same verb, the same adjective in different contexts. As inspirer, as encourager. But here, prakarshena irayati iti prerayita. Like sushtu irayati iti suryaha. Okay. Suryaha also derived from the same root. Sushtu irayati iti suryaha. Prakarshena irayati iti prerayita. Irayati means what? Enlivens, energizes, lends life. Therefore, prerayita means lender of life. Sustainer, energizer, enlivener of all the beings. Is Surya. Similarly here, aham uchedatmakasya samsara vrikshasya prerayita reriva. I am the sustainer, activator, energizer, enlivener, end of life of this tree of samsara, which is of the nature of being resolved to the nature of being felled. Which means, what does it mean? I am the satyam, satya atma of this mithya universe, mithya samsara. So, how antaryamyatmana, antaryamyatmana, very important word. Antaha sthitva yamayati iti antaryami. Literally, it means inner controller. Bhagavan does any action here? No. Antaryami Atmana, obtaining as the innermost essence, innermost self, one who lends life to everything, to the entire universe, to the very samsara, is Ishvara. This jnani says, I am the enlivener, sustainer of this entire universe, this samsara, the tree of samsara, remaining as the innermost self of everything here. Pujya Swamiji prefers this meaning. Swamiji's uniqueness is in explaining Ishvara as a universal, natural, moral law and order. We have to understand wherever you see order, see Ishvara there. Only Pujya Swamiji, you can go and listen to any number of teachers. This Ishvara being order, I never heard anybody say explaining like Pujya Swamiji. Ishvara, seeing Ishvara as an order, intelligent order. Because the lives are Ishvara, all lives are Ishvara. The very life force is Ishvara. All functions, the expressions of life are Ishvara. The order involved in every function is Ishvara. The knowledge backing the order is Ishvara. So, Ishvara remaining in the form of very dharma, very order. At the knowledge backing the order, one who obtaining as the innermost self, one who controls, I mean not like a controller, just by his presence, one who maintains everything. He says, remaining as the innermost self, remaining in the very law and order, I sustain the entire universe. I'm the sustainer of the entire universe, the entire samsara, the tree of samsara. So antaryami, very important word. Antaryami atmana, antaryami atmana. Aham antaryami asmi. Antaryami atmana, as the innermost self, I am the very sustainer of the entire universe, the entire tree of samsara. Aham vrikshasya, uchedatmakasya, samsara vrikshasya, reriva means prerayita, katam prerayita, antaryam yatmana. How does Bhagavan activate? How does Bhagavan sustain? Not by doing something. By mere presence, sannidhi matrena. By mere presence, by his very nature of knowledge, remaining as the knowledge back in the order, remaining in the form of the order, Ishvara sustains everything. That's why we say, vigrahavan dharmaha. That Ishvara, who is of order, dharma, personified, Rama was glorified as vigrahavan dharmaha. Bhagavan is dharma. Okay. Next, kirtihi. Kirtihi is equal to khyatihi. Khyatihi, kirtihi mean the same. Khyatihi, fame. Kirtihi, fame. Okay. So my fame, mama khyatihi, mama kirtihi is like what? Girehe prishtam iva uchrita. Girehe prishtam iva uchrita. Uchrita means what? Uchrita, uchritam means unnatam. Uchritam is equal to unnatam, high. The peak of the mountain is high. The height of the peak is such that it is as effortlessly well known. The same way he says, my fame is also effortlessly well known, like the peak of the mountain. Mama kirtihi mama kirti, kirtihi mama khyatihi, girehe prishtam iva uchrita, girehe prishtam uchritam, mama khyatihi uchrita, mama kirtihi uchrita. So my fame is as high as well known as, effortlessly known as the peak of the mountain. That is why we have to remember, we remember the meaning of the word Bhagavan. Bhagyavan, Bhagavan means the same. Bhagavan is the most fortunate. Bhagavan is the most fortunate. Absolutely fortunate. Why? He is endowed with all fortunes, all virtues in equal measure. Sarvam jnanam, sarvashrihi, sarvam yashas, sarvam yashas, sarvam viryam, purna vairagyam, aishwaryam. We know the meaning of the word Bhagavan very well. Having heard Bhagavad Gita, we understood the meaning of the word Bhagavan in our home study also. We have seen Bhaga means, Bhaga itself stands for all six world virtues. And Bhagavan is the one who is endowed with this Bhaga. Bhagyavan is Bhagavan. Bhagyam, Bhagam. Bhagyam is noun, Bhaga is adjective. Bhagavan. So, Bhagavan being the one, all knowledge is Ishvara. All wealth is Ishvara. All comfort is Ishvara. All forms of wealth in the entirety is Ishvara. All forms of wealth in the entirety is Ishvara. All strength is Ishvara. All fame is Ishvara. Total dispassion is Ishvara. Therefore, being endowed with all these fivefold virtues in equal measure, overlordship also is what? The virtue of Ishvara only. Therefore, wherever any jnanam, any fame, any wealth, any viryam, anything enjoyed, any of these sixfold virtues, any smallest degree of any of these virtues is enjoyed, it's all Ishvara. That's why nothing belongs to us here. Nothing, there's nothing as my fame, my name, my strength, my energy, everything Ishvara's. Everything is in the Ishvara's, everything is Ishvara. That is why Bhagavan is said to be Antaryami, remaining as the innermost self, innermost essence of all the beings. Every being, everything here, by mere presence, one who sustains, remaining him of order, is Ishvara. That is why Antaryamyatmana aham uchedatmakasya samsara vrikshasya prerita asmi. He says, okay. Urdhva pavitraha na urdhvam means what? Something which is above. Something is above means implies what? Karanam, the cause. I am the cause of the entire universe. Even though I am the, Bhagavan does not say I am the cause. Consciousness does not say I am the cause. But the jnani who sees himself being the Ishvara, himself being non-supreme Ishvara, can say what? I am here as Ishvara, as cause, Karaneshvara. As Antaryamishvara, I am Karaneshvara. Pavitram. Pavitram is equal to Pavanam. the only Atma being the self of all the beings is said to be Karaneshwara. Pavitram. Of course, Pavitram, Pavanam, mean the same, absolutely pure. Not only pure, purifying. And the pure, I'm pure and purifying. Be free from all blemishes, all defects, all limitations, all impurities. Your Pavitram, Pavanam. Jnana Prakashyam. So, I am the exalted reality, cause of the universe, at the same time, absolutely free from all impurities, limitations, the way unafflicted by anything, the universe, the effect. Jnana Prakashyam. Jnanena Prakashyam, Jnana Prakashyam. So, how can one Swarupam be known? One whose Swarupam is revealed through knowledge. Jnana Prakashyam. Pavitram. No, next. Paramam Brahma. Yasya Sarvatmanaha. Mama, saha, aham, urdhum, pavitra, urdhva, pavitraha. He said, Bhagavad Pada explains why aham, urdhva, pavitraha. I'm absolutely pure because I'm absolutely unafflicted by anything in this mithya world as the cause and the self of all the beings. Sarvatma, aham sarvatma. I am the only self of all the beings. I am the very truth of all the beings. Being the truth of everything, I am unaffected by anything in this world. Aham urdhva pavitraha. See, being the self of everything means being the truth of the wave. Water cannot be touched, tainted, afflicted by the wave. The same way, here the absolute reality as Ishvara, being the truth of everything here, being the truth of everything is free from all impurities, all every impurity is Ishvara. Ishvara is not impure. Ishvara is not impurity. But dharma is Ishvara, dharma is Ishvara, impurities are Ishvara, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, everything is Ishvara here. So being the truth of everything, the self of everyone, Ishvara being everything, Ishvara is untouched after by anything, is absolutely pure. As the source of everything, cause of everything. So yes, sarvatmanaha mama, Paramam, Pavitram, Paramam Brahma. Taha aham urdhva pavitraha. See, the urdhva implies exaltedness, distinctness. Vajiniva, become next word. Vajini Iva. Vajini Iva. Vajini is what? Locative case form of Vaji. Vajin Shabdaha. Vajini is equal to Vajavati Iva. Vajavan. See, Vaji Nakaranta Pullinga Shabda. Vajavan is what? Takarant pullingish. Vajavat shabdaha. Vajavat, like Bhagavat, Gunavat, Dhanavat, Vajavat. Takarantaha pullingaha Vajavat shabdaha. So Vajavati locative case. Vajini locative case. Vajini iva, Vajavati iva, Annavati iva, like in the sun. Just as there is effulgence in the sun, energy in the sun, the energy is endowed with the sun is endowed with the energy, endowed with the food, endowed with effulgence. I am that very effulgence. I am the source of all knowledge. Now he explained, Vajam is equal to Annam. That's why the Yajna, which involves a lot of food, is what? Vajapeya Yajna. And the person, the Brahmana surname, who is performer of the Vajapeya Yajna is Vajapeyi. One of the surnames, like Shastri, Bhatta, Kolla, etc. One of the surnames is Vajapeyi. Anyway, there's a different topic. Yes? I did not get confused there. Vajam is equal to Annam. Tadvati, you mean what? Annavati. Vajavati is equal to Annavati. Who is Annavan here? Annavan, Vaji, Vajavan is equal to Suryaha. Suryaha is equal to Savita. Where Savitari? Savitari locative case among Savitru Shabda. Savitari. Ityarthaha. Now, what do you understand? The locative case form of Vaji, Vajavan, Annavan, etc. We have seen. Now, who is Vajavan, Annavan, or Vajavat, Vaji, Suryaha? Who is the Savita, Savitari? Yata, Savitari, Amritam, Atmatattvam Vishuddham Prasiddham. Just as absolutely pure the truth of the self, the immortal self, immortal reality is there in the sun. Just as there is absolutely pure reality, effulgent reality, the mortal reality is there in the sun, which is well known from Shruti Smriti Shatebhyaha, from which is well known, it is well known, what is well known? There is Vishuddham Amritam Atmatattvam Savitari. Is absolutely pure immortal Atmatattvam in the sun. This fact is well known from hundreds of texts, Shruti and Smriti. Hundreds of texts of Shruti and Smriti. Shruti Smriti Shatebhyaha Prasiddham. It is well known. Even in this manner, Swamritam Shobhanam Vishuddham Atvatattam Asmi. The same way, I am that absolutely pure, auspicious, immortal, effulgence, I am. Suamritam Shobhanam Vishuddham Atma Tattvam Asmi. So I, the self, am the absolutely pure, auspicious, immortal, effulgent reality. யதா சவிதரி அமிர்தம் ஆத்மதத்துவம் விசுத்தம் அமிர்தம் ஆத்மதத்துவம் ஸ்ருதிஸ்மிருதி ஸ்ருதி ஸ்மிருதி சதேபியா பிரசித்தம் இவம் ஸ்வம்ருதம் சோபனம். ஸ்வம்ருதம் மீன்ஸ் சோபனம். வாட் இஸ் அமிர்தம் ஹியர்? வாட் இஸ் இம்மார்டல்? விசுத்தம் ஆத்ம தத்துவம், அப்சல்யூட்லி பியூர் ரியாலிட்டி, தி செல்ஃப் ஐ ஆம். சோ ஹி டிக்ளேர்ஸ் டெஃபினெட்லி ஐ ஆம் திஸ் அப்ட்ராக்ட் ரியாலிட்டி ஆத்மா. He has no identity at all with anatma, body, mind, sense complex. He sees his own self being abstract reality. The truth implied by the term atma, atma tattvam, dravinam. Now move on to the next word, dravinam. What is dravinam? The mantra has, he said, I am the wealth. Dravinam is equal to dhanam, savarchasam. So, Varchasa Sahitam Savarchasam. Remember, Deeptimat. Deeptimat Devatma Tattvam Asmi. Deeptimat. See, Savarchasam is equal to Deeptimat. Deeptihi means effulgence. Deeptiman. Where is Deeptimat? Tadeva Atmatattvam Asmi. So I am the truth implied by the term Atma, which is of the nature of knowledge, self-revealing, self-effulgent consciousness. Deeptimathu, Savarchasam is equal to Deeptimathu, Tadeva Atmatattvam Asmi. I am that very abstract reality implied by the term Atma, which is of the nature of effulgence, which is endowed with the wealth of I am the Atma, who I am endowed with the wealth of knowledge, wealth of the nature of consciousness. See, having Jnanam as one Swarupam itself is what? Wealth. Deeptimat Tadeva Atma Tattvam Asmi Iti Anuvartate. பிரம்மஜானம் வா ஆத்மதத்துவ பிரகாசகத்வாத் சவர்ச்சசம். Another meaning is given. He says, I am the Atma who am of the nature of knowing. One meaning. Another meaning is what? I am there in the form of even knowledge of the truth. I am the truth, I the self, I am the very truth, the pure knowledge, and I am the one in the form of knowledge of the self. So, Brahma Jnanam Va Atma Tattva Prakashakatvat Savarchasam. The knowledge of the reality which has the status of being a revealer of the self is said to be Savarchasam. Savarchasam. So the two, Savarchasam has two meanings. You can say, I am of the nature of knowing. I am endowed with the wealth of the nature of knowledge. Effulgent, effulgence. Other meaning is what? I am there in the form of knowledge of the I, the self am, knowledge of the absolute reality, having the status of the revealer of the truth of the self. That's another meaning. Dravinam, Ivat Dravinam. You can say the very pure jnanam, jnanam, and also vritti jnanam. Both vritti jnanam, the knowledge of the reality is also meant by I am the knowledge of the reality. I am the very reality, the pure knowledge. These two meanings are meant by this. Two meanings are there for this word savarchasam. Dravidam iva dravidam. Why the pure knowledge is said to be wealth? I am endowed with the wealth of the nature of knowing. Means what? I am endowed with the wealth of pure knowledge. It means it's a word with wealth because wealth is a buying power. Puja Swamiji's language. Wealth is a buying power. Similarly, jnanam is the only buying power of moksha. Moksham can be bought only with the wealth of moksha, jnanam. Therefore, dravinam iva dravinam. It is like a wealth. Why? Moksha sukha hetutvat. As knowledge of the reality has the status of being the only means of everlasting happiness, attainment of everlasting happiness in terms of moksha, this jnanam is also said to be wealth. So he says two meanings. I am endowed with the wealth of knowledge. One meaning. I am of the nature of self-effulgence. Pure knowledge. Two meanings are given here. I mean the wealth of knowledge because knowledge is the only buying power with which alone you can buy moksha, which means knowledge has the status of being the means of the attainment of everlasting happiness in terms of moksha. Moksha sukha hetutva dravinam, dravinam iva dravinam. Asmin pakshe praptam maya iti adhyaharaha kartavyaha. Asmin pakshe praptam maya. Asmin pakshe means what? I told you that two meanings are there. The word, I'm going to stop with this. Please listen to me. The word savarchasam means what? I am omniscient. I'm all knowing. I am of the nature of knowing. I'm endowed the wealth of knowledge. Endowed the nature of knowing. What's the meaning? Second meaning is what? I am endowed with the knowledge of the truth, which itself is the wealth, because it's a wealth because it has the status of being the means of discovering, attaining moksha sukham. And that knowledge has been attained by me. Asmin pakshe means what? We take the meaning of savarchasam as self-knowledge. Then, in that in the context of the second meaning, we have to say what? Maya praptam. So, I am endowed with the wealth of knowledge means that knowledge, self-knowledge has been attained by me. Iti adhyaharaha kartavyaha. Adhyaharaha kartavya means what now? This self-knowledge has been attained by me. These words must be added. Adhyaharaha kartavya means addition of these words must be done. Addition of these words must be done means what? This must be added to make the sentence complete. Such great self-knowledge has been attained by me. have entered the wealth of self-knowledge. Wealth means what? Not wealth like wealth, because just as any wealth is the buying power, and moksha is the jnanam is the means of attainment of moksha sukham. Therefore, it is said to be wealth. Jnanam is also dravinam, wealth. We'll continue next week. There are a few more things to be seen. We'll continue next week. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Very careful. In this mantra, there's no unfoldment of the nature of the reality. There is no teaching of the nature of the reality. It's only Jnani's expression of the benefit of knowledge. Careful. Okay. If any doubts, you can text me. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.